Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams. Yes, indeed, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, spanning across the greater part of North Alabama. Glad you guys are with us. Hey, listen, I'm into number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this one Nothing to See Here. You know, kind of like what I said in my monologue. They want you to believe that, it's these are smoke and mirrors. Nothing to see here. Surely to goodness, there's nothing to see here. What am I talking about? Well, right now, I'm going to focus largely on, for the next half hour, I'm going to focus largely on the fact that the Biden administration has not only lost complete control of the border, they've done so intentionally, and not only that, they are now taking the people, I say now, they've been doing it for a year, taking the people that cross our border illegally and very often either busing or flying them into the heartland of America. I've heard a number of politicians say, and I believe the phrase is accurate, every state is a border state right now. Every state in the Biden administration is a border state. Well, so let me just run through the list of some things I've got. And by the way, top of the hour, coming up at 3 o'clock, we've got Dylan Smith calling in from Yellowhammer News, going to talk about a piece he wrote yesterday about indications that the Biden administration, you know, could be flying people into Alabama. Don't know. It's got some holes in the story. We'll talk about it. But we do know that has been happening elsewhere. And in the law, as a practice of law, we look at things that are times, they're circumstantial, but they create what's called a pattern in practice. We discuss a line of questioning and someone says, relevance, Your Honor, it goes to the pattern in practice of the individual. Well, what we're looking at here is the pattern in practice of this administration has been that they are literally taking illegals from the border after they've rushed across the Rio Grande or crossed into the country here illegally in whatever capacity of all ages, and they're literally busing and planing them, flying them around the nation. And oftentimes the communities they drop them off in don't even know they're coming. They just drop them off, and wow, and this shouldn't be happening. So here's a story on centersquare.com. Centersquare.com, just so you know, the state of Alabama is not blind to this. And your own Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is not sitting idly by. Centersquare.com reported in April of this year, just what are we looking at here, 2.5 months ago? Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is suing the Biden administration over claims it is ignoring immigration law that requires the federal government to arrest, detain, and deport foreign nationals in the U.S. illegally. So once again, we are literally seeing our attorney general lead the way in terms of the national fight against things that are happening with the Biden administration. And you have to. That's what attorney generals are not just there to prosecute crimes by people within the state, crimes against the people. Sometimes he's there to defend the interests of the state, if you will, in the broader sense, as in this case. Says the lawsuit alleges that the Biden administration's immigration policy exceeds the authority of the Department of Homeland Security. It's arbitrary and capricious. That's a standard, by the way, that a lot of times you have to show that a policy of a governmental entity was done in an arbitrary and capricious manner, meaning they stepped outside of the bounds of what is allowed. Goes on to say they've illegally bypassed notice and public commenting, and their actions are unconstitutional. The Republican attorneys general of Florida and Georgia joined the lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Alabama, which, by the way, is in Huntsville. Steve Marshall, our attorney general, who was on the show, about a week or two ago, he says the Biden administration cannot ignore the law, nor should it place American lives in jeopardy by allowing criminal aliens to escape the long arm of justice. In this particular case, what we're looking at is the fact that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, who's supposed to be in charge of the border, who likes to say, as he did last week, I believe, that the border is A-OK. It's secure. Secure as what? It's about as secure as a sieve that you're just draining water through. It's like a bucket full of holes. Well, at issue right now is a new policy that Mayorkas just instituted that really creates sweeping changes to customs and immigration enforcement. And it wasn't challenged in court at the time. The policy went into effect in November. What's happened now is the AGs are asking the court to nullify the policy. The policy is that they are not immediately deporting people who arrive with known criminal records. What in God's name? I mean, take a look at this. how much sense does it make? First of all, they broke the law to get here, right? I mean, there's point number one. They're lawbreakers from the moment they arrive. I recognize there's this, you know, sense that some of them are children, some are people fleeing a bad situation, some are looking for hope in a different land, but they came here wrong, so it's a crime nonetheless. It's illegal immigration. They don't want to call it that, but we do have to call it that. But then what about the ones who arrive that are, you know, sex offenders, predators, known, you know, violent criminals, drug traffickers? And they come here very often having already been deported in the past, or they come here with a criminal record that we can access and see. We know. And yet Mayorkas is saying the new policy will require an assessment of the individual in order to take into account the totality of the facts and circumstances. What he's really doing is just thumbing his nose at the rest of us. They're refusing to detain and deport criminal aliens. And it makes no sense. In doing that, though, we're also seeing illegal immigrants being shipped around the nation, busing, dropping them off in communities left and right, that we're literally seeing planes landing in the dark of night in some communities. This is not hyperbole on my part. This is legit. This is happening. We have video. Here's a classic example. New York Post reported in January of this year, title of it, Betraying the American People. A leaked video reveals Joe Biden's hush-hush migrant invasion. Okay, so here's a classic example. It happened, and it happened under the cover of darkness. Word got out. Body cam footage from one of the police officers who responded to the situation was, like, you know, released. I'm pretty sure it's fair to say that the police officers, or maybe his police department, did not appreciate the lack of security being foisted upon their community. And so the video got out. Well, here's the deal. It says literally 2 million illegal immigrants from dozens of countries crossed over from Mexico last year, and the Biden administration is facilitating the cartels who are people smuggling every day at taxpayer expense. Under cover of darkness, every night, the federal government is transporting illegal migrants as fast as it can away from the border on charter flights into unsuspecting communities around the country. And literally lying about it or obfuscating or at the very least trying to hide it. The article goes on to say this is a betrayal of the American people. And I agree. And so when they were confronted, because what happened was local law enforcement got word of a plane full of illegals landing at a local airfield. In this case, I believe they were, where were they? Oh my goodness. Westchester County. I think this is in Massachusetts. And they got there and they were like, what are you guys doing? And they said, we can't talk to you. It's all classified. What's classified? Well, a police sergeant named Michael Hamborski began to express frustration with them, and his body cam footage was on. And so it's a 51-minute video, which was obtained under a Freedom of Information Act requested by a former Westchester County executive who was running for governor at the time. And literally what it showed was they were shipping them out, and they were flying them from places like McAllen, Texas, El Paso, Texas. Keep that name handy in your thought processes, El Paso and Houston. Flights stopping only after the New York Post revealed their existence. Well, they haven't entirely stopped because some of them kept going on. Here's the thing, though. As those contractors, these independent contractors were being confronted, they were asked for their IDs. They were refusing to give it. They finally gave up their badges they had on lanyards around their neck. One of them said, we're subcontractors of a government contractor, you know. One of them mentioned the U.S. Army. I don't know how that plays in. But the individuals who were driving the buses that came to pick up the illegal migrants who were being dropped off illegally in the dark of night, well after midnight, in a small town in Massachusetts, they say that they get contracted to drive people all the time like this. And this particular night, they got a panic phone call at 12:24 a.m. saying, we got to have four buses right away. And they said, you know, we have to do it. We're a government contractor. But then here's the deal. Hamborski, the police sergeant, looked at one of the contractors who was unloading people from the plane and said, what's the big secret? And the contractor says, you know why. Because if this gets out, the government knows it's betraying the American people. That's the comment being made by the contractor who was flying them in. Well, story by Dylan Smith, and we'll talk to him about it directly at the top of the hour. And by the way, I recognize this story's got some holes in it. There's no proof of the discussion being brought to bear in this article. But the questions have to be asked because of the same things that I just told you about. I've got another article here about flights coming into Chattanooga with migrants being bused to Mobile, Alabama. Well, Dylan Smith wrote an article that came out yesterday in Yellowhammer News. It says that charter flights departing from the U.S.-Mexico border have routinely arrived at Alabama airports, oftentimes hours after midnight. An analysis of flight tracking data conducted by Yellowhammer News confirms. Now, I am fully aware that they say it in the article, Dylan did not pull punches. He said Yellowhammer News has not obtained information regarding the source of the southern border flights. But they did originate in El Paso. Remember I said a minute ago that El Paso is one of the sites of origin for these flights of illegals that are being brought in all over the place around the nation. It says, and it cites some of the investigative reporting done previously by the New York Post in the article. It goes on to say that what we know right now is that a number of craft, which are capable of carrying hundreds of passengers, were being used to bring who knows what or who in over a period of the last couple of months, from June to July. And in May of 2021, it points out in an article that I've got here in a moment, migrant children were being bused out of Tennessee after being flown there from El Paso. And late last year, in a story that I'll bring you to in a minute, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had to take the administration to task over what he called clandestine flights being brought to his state by the federal government. We'll talk to Dylan Smith about that at the top of the hour. I got a little more on this when we get back. But here's my question. Why is it a secret? Well, you know why it's a secret. That contractor said it, because it's a betrayal of the American people. Nothing to see here. Don't look. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, or for that matter, the plane load of illegal immigrants that just landed in small town America. Are they landing in Alabama? I don't have a clear answer yet, but I know they've been here. They absolutely have been here. They've been here. All right, let's take a break right now. Copper, we'll do that. We'll come back and finish up this segment in the top of the hour. Dylan Smith, who wrote that article, will be here to kind of just provide some commentary on it and see where the story's going. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, we're in number one of the Triple Dipper right now. I'm calling it Nothing to See Here. Why is there nothing to see? Well, partly because they do it in the dark of night. We're talking about the fact that the Biden administration has been literally busing or flying illegal immigrants all over the nation and just dropping them off in communities. It's documented. It happens. I told you about in the last segment there the fact that we've got a 51-minute body cam video of a police officer confronting a large group of contractors who are bringing a large group of illegals in to a small town in Massachusetts. We've got any number of documented stories like, how about this one? Local 3 News up in Chattanooga. Local 3 News reports late-night flights carrying migrant children arrive in Chattanooga. Now, this is from May of last year, all right, so I recognize that. But nonetheless, I want to make sure you hear this part. The Chattanooga Airport, Chattanooga's Wilson Air Center, had been receiving planes carrying migrant children who are then being bused to multiple southeastern cities during overnight hours. Why are they arriving? Why are planes of children arriving in the dark of night? I mean, literally, they're arriving after midnight. In this particular one, they had a video, Channel 3 got a video of one of the planes arriving at 1:30 in the morning. They're children. So first of all, you're busing plane, or you're flying planes full of children to points wherever, in this case Chattanooga, landing at 1:30 in the morning, putting them on buses, charter buses, and the charter buses are going all over the place. In that particular case, I think they said they were going to, they were owned by a company called Coast to Coast Tours out of East Point, Georgia. And that particular one, I believe, went to Miami. But they say that they have in the past, the companies traveled and dropped off in Mobile, Alabama. So don't think it's not happening here, because it is. And the cost of this to the taxpayers, aside from just security issues, aside from just the stability of society as a whole, there's a financial cost of this. And I've got a clip. Copper, just highlight the word ready if you're good to go on that clip one. This is, yeah, great, thank you. This is Congressman Mo Brooks, who earlier this year in February was on Fox Business and was asked about the cost of the Biden administration. So I've got about a minute and a half here of Congressman Brooks. Copper, go ahead and play clip one.
Joining us now, Alabama Congressman. He's Mo Brooks. It's good to see you, Congressman Brooks. Okay, you say you got DHS data that shows the cost of the Biden administration's flights of, I think it's like 45,000 illegal aliens flown into the U.S. interior. What did you find out?
Well, it's now more than 100,000 that are being transported in one shape, form, or fashion. And the total cost, not just the flights, but also the detention or the places where they live, the health care, exceeds over $2 billion. There's no end to how much damage the Biden administration seeks to do, and no end to how much money they're willing to spend, our money, in order to pack America with millions of illegal aliens.
So the $2 billion covers also includes the federal contractors that are hired, the health care, and the detention centers and more. Is that what it includes?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's the total cost. But when you're asking the Biden administration for information, you always have to take what you get with a grain of salt. There's no guarantee that they're fully reporting all of the costs of everything. But this shouldn't be new to America. There have been plenty of studies over the years that indicate that the net cost to American taxpayers each year, net cost at the city, county, state, and federal level exceeds over $120 billion. That's a lot of money that could have been used for Americans, but instead is being used to the benefit of illegal aliens.
All right, stop it there, Copper. Yeah, what Congressman Brooks nailing it. I mean, there is a cost to this. It's not just a cost to the security and the sanctity of the nation. There's a financial cost to this. Billions. What in the world are we spending money? Why is this happening? Well, it's happening because it's deliberate at this point. There's no way around it. It's deliberate. I've got stories here from the post-millennial. Governor Abbott. This is yesterday. Governor Abbott has got new orders in place as a governor, ordering migrant buses to go back to the Texas-Mexico border. He can't deport them, but he can sure take them to a port of entry and make sure they get detained and not just be another batch of gotaways. You've got lawsuits actually being filed by the ACLU against the Biden administration. When you've lost the ACLU and you're a liberal, you've lost. I'm just saying. And then you've got things like what's happening right now in Tennessee. And I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. It could be a one-off bill that somebody's tried to file for posturing. But nonetheless, we have one particular state representative in Nashville, Tennessee, who filed a bill that would make sure that any undocumented workers who are found to be located in, illegal migrants, found to be in Tennessee, have to get shipped, in this case, to the home states of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to happen. It was probably just a posturing on his part. He dropped a bill, but he made some news. But that's the kind of frustration we got. I mean, when you're looking at a situation like we have right now, where there's nothing to see here, why is there nothing to see? Because it's in the dark of night, and they don't want you to know. Why don't they want us to know? Because in the words of that one federal contractor on the body cam of the police officer in Massachusetts, because they know it's a betrayal of the American public. And it's wrong. All right, folks, listen, we're going to talk to Dylan Smith from Yellowhammer News here in a minute about the story he wrote about the potential for these flights dropping into Tuscaloosa. Did that happen? I don't know. We'll talk to him. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.